Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's coordinator day before practice out in Ashburn. Joe Witt Jr. is speaking right now. He'll be followed by Kingsbury. He said about the game, he said, "We came out and played the way we should. Kinlaw was violent all over the place. Secondary did a good job of not letting the ball get over the top." He said that they emphasized that there wasn't good eye discipline in the game against the Packers. Yeah, Kinlaw had a very good game. Steve Suter, who did the film breakdown that you listened to yesterday for sort of the overall game, did a defensive breakdown as well. You can listen to that on my podcast. He said Kinlaw was easily the best player in the game altogether for Washington last Thursday night. So, we'll find out this afternoon whether or not the quarterback is practicing. So my question is this, at 301-230-0980. If Marcus Mariota has to play, do you feel comfortable that they'll win the game? Because, you know, there are a lot of people that just say, no matter what, sit Jaden Daniels. Bottom line, sit him. Doesn't matter if he's 100% healthy. Caution is the overriding rule here. We don't need him to play the game after he got banged up, you know, 10 days ago. We're good with Marcus Mariota. He proved it last year in the Carolina game when he had to come in against a terrible opponent. And this opponent isn't, you know, that threatening. If Marcus Mariota has to start the game, are you comfortable that it's a win? That they can go out and beat the Raiders. Like, you're okay because you feel like this is the perfect spot. Raiders in town, you know, West Coast team coming east after a Monday night game for a 1 p.m. start, and you feel good about it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll tell you what, I don't think that any game right now for this football team is a gimme, even with Jaden playing. I feel very good that the offense will be what we expected it to be before the season started with Jaden at quarterback. It may not have looked that way at all last Thursday night. I think it was more about the opponent. I think the game against the Giants, you know, there's a lot of hand-wringing over what they did offensively against New York in that game. First of all, New York's a good offensive football team. Secondly, Washington was very close to a much bigger offensive day and more points. I mean, they ended up with 432 yards of offense. They averaged nearly 7 yards per play. They had 25 first downs in the game. They did score 21. They did have some decent field position in that game, but penalties, drops, couple of misses, you know, the deep ball to Terry that Jaden missed on, it was pretty close to being a day that looked like last year. So I actually am not off the confidence level when it comes to what kind of team this team will be offensively this year. And I think it could be that kind of day against the Raiders with Jaden at the helm. With Marcus Mariota at the helm, it's not that I feel like it's a massive step back. It's a big step back, but it's not an, you know, a step back that you can't overcome. You know, this isn't a situation where, put it this way, if Carson Wentz were starting for us on Sunday, I'd feel a lot worse. I actually think Mariota is the perfect fit for this offense. He's got a good relationship with Kingsbury. They're all connected in that quarterback room. I feel good about that. But I don't think the game is a given. I wouldn't have said it was a given with Jaden, but I would have felt very comfortable that the situation of the Raiders Monday night short week, Washington with the longer, you know, rest, that this was a chance to get right. I would have felt like with Jaden, and it still might feel that way, with Jaden at the helm, that this would be a get right game. With Marcus Mariota, I think it is a coin flip game. I think they can win it. I don't feel like they're doomed at all. He's good enough where they can go out and win this game Sunday for a lot of the reasons I mentioned. But I don't feel as good about it. This isn't anywhere near a lock. Look, the bottom line is whether or not it's more winnable, whether or not they feel like it's a winnable game with them or a much dicier game with them. If Jaden's not healthy, you can't play him in week three. If he's not 100%, you cannot play him. And that's what we learned from Quinn yesterday. He's got to practice this week. So it's either today or on Friday he's got to practice. Look, based on what Quinn said yesterday, if he doesn't practice today or tomorrow, he's going to be out. It's not going to be a Chicago situation from last year where he doesn't practice and then all of a sudden on game day they announce he's the starting quarterback. They weren't sure. They took it all up. They took it all the way up to, you know, game time on that Sunday afternoon. This is a 1 o'clock game, big time rest from last week. I don't feel like they should play him unless he is 100. But if they don't play him, this is a dicey game. That's the way I would describe it. I would say they certainly can win it. I feel a lot better with Mariota than I would a lot of other backups. But this is a game where the Raiders will be licking their chops. Because even though the offense doesn't change much, it's a totally different quarterback that you're planning for in terms of his athleticism. And Mariota's athletic. He is. We saw the running against the Cowboys in the season finale last year. That game was, you know, Mariota. Now, there were some rough moments, too, but he looked good. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. If Mariota needs to play and ends up starting the game, do you think the game is, you know, a game that is winnable, that they will win? What's your confidence level with Mariota at the helm? 301-230-0980. All of our football talk on the Team 980 and on this particular show brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If Marcus Mariota needs to start Sunday, describe how you'll feel. Confident, not confident? I say it's a dicey game with Mariota at the helm. I say it's definitely a borderline coin flip game. I really feel that way. Now, I do kind of like the matchup defensively up front with Kinlaw, with Payne, even without Wise, against the Raiders' offensive line. Like, if they can stop the run and they can make Geno one-dimensional, it could be a defensive-led victory. You know, a 20-10 kind of defensive-led victory. But it's much dicier than it would be. And I would certainly not go into that 1 o'clock kick Sunday with Mariota suiting up as the starter thinking, yeah, we got this. What about you, Max?
I mean, I'm not going to go in thinking that, you know, we're on top of the world, but I can sell myself on a few things. So, like you said, West Coast team coming east, I can sell myself on a Marcus Mariota revenge game, because I can also sell myself on just Marcus Mariota in general, because there's a reason that he's the backup quarterback in this system. I think the coaching staff is very confident in his ability to articulate and execute everything in this offense that he needs to do. Now, when Jaden went out of that Dallas game, it did not look good at all in the final week before the playoffs, before we played the Bucks. And then Marcus Mariota came in and it was kind of like night and day. It was very odd. It felt like we were in the twilight zone of sorts. But I think that this would be the time to get Mariota in. Now, the what was it? Achilles tendonitis that he's dealing with, that does kind of worry me a little bit. But
well, he's fine now. He said he was fine now. He said he's been fine for a few weeks.
Yeah, so I'll believe him there. But I can definitely say, it's something I can, the win is something I can sell myself on. Now, not wholly confident, but I'd say 60-40 that I'd be confident that this team can get the win. Now, I do believe, I'm kind of in the same line of thinking as you, that it's probably going to be a defensive-led game. Kinlaw's going to have to come up big. Dorrance Armstrong's going to have to come up big. That defensive front as a whole is going to have to shut down Ashton Jeanty. But
yeah, maybe get a couple takeaways, too. Geno threw three picks on Monday night. You get a couple of those. You get a couple of easy scores, and you win that game. But I like Marcus Mariota. I thought he played well last year. It's night and day. You know, with Jaden in this spot on Sunday, healthy, I'm like, this is a get-right game. This feels like 35 to, you know, 17, 2-1 headed to Atlanta. If he doesn't play, I feel like this could be, unless you get a couple of takeaways defensively, this could be dicey. This could be very close. This could be a last possession type of game. What do you think if Mariota needs to go? 301-230-0980. Kent in Waldorf, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Kent?
Appreciate you guys having me. Yeah, I said 50-50 originally, but I guess I can go up to 60-40. You mentioned, you know, them coming from the West Coast, playing on Monday night, things of that nature. So, you know, I could see it being 60-40. But the one thing that I did see this whole year, actually, is the Jaden just seems a little off as far as his accuracy. And it just doesn't seem like he's running the offense totally. And so with Mariota coming in and him having, you know, a little bit more experience under his belt, he may be able to, I don't know if he'll be able to see things a little quicker, but I just think he'll be able to kind of, like you mentioned, articulate and run the offense the way that it's supposed to run, at least.
Yeah, I think that's,
I don't like those bubble screens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those bubble screens. I think they really need to start really focusing in on a run game. And I do think our defense is going to hold up. But, you know, on a personal note, I'm, you know, I'm a season ticket holder, and there's still some, I don't know, whenever I go to the game, it seems like it's a dogfight. I never get to see a blowout. I'll send somebody else, and the blowout will be seen on television in my man cave. So I'm supposed to go to the game, but I'm
Well, they had some blowouts last year at home. Cleveland, yeah, Carolina.
I sent somebody else to those games. I didn't get to see it in the stands.
Well, you got to pick the right games. Pick the right games.
I've been trying. Hopefully, it'll be one. We'll see.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, Marcus Mariota, the best part about it is you're not going to be limited in what you run. He can run everything. There's a really good, you know, quarterback room. They talk about that. In fact, there's a quote here from Kingsbury as he is speaking right now. First of all, He said that Jaden's preparing mentally and will take it from there. So that would be an indication, I would guess, that Jaden is going to miss practice again today. He was asked about the Commanders' tight-knit quarterback room. And Kingsbury said, quote, this is from Ben Standing, I'd let any of them marry my hypothetical daughter, except Sam Hartman. He's way too good-looking. Closed quote. 301-230-0980. Chris in Delaware. If Marcus Mariota starts on Sunday, what's your confidence level that they'll win the game? I'm at maybe slightly higher than 50-50. All right, I said coin flip, but I'll go slightly higher than 50-50. I could easily see against that offensive line and our D-line being improved, a defensive-led win, maybe a plus two in the turnover margin, you know, 23-13, something like that. But I would be not as confident. If Jaden were playing, I would say this feels like a get-right game. Feels like 34, you know, 16, and we're 2-1. Chris in Delaware, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I think you know, I'll caveat with what I'm going to say with, if Jaden's healthy, I feel great about this game, quite honestly, in most scenarios. However, it seems like this team has fallen into some sort of step of complacency. And I think Cliff, in some way, maybe has gotten a little bit lazy or kind of fat and happy with some of the play calling because he knows he has Jaden who can just put on the cape, or at least he has just put on the cape. And I think in some weird juxtaposition silver lining, Mariota playing in this game, which has a ton of storylines, by the way. You have Carroll versus Quinn. Yeah. You have Mariota in his revenge game. I think this is an opportunity for a shock to the system. The team knows they have to rally behind this guy, and I think they're going to. So I think it's
you almost sound like you'd prefer 65. Mariota to start Sunday.
Look, if Jaden, I caveated it. If Jaden's healthy, I want him playing. Okay. He is the best player on the field, and we've talked about that before. But in some weird turn of events, because he's injured, this might be the opportunity for, like, you know, shocking the system. Like, the team needs resuscitation in some weird way. They need a jump. And I think the defense is going to play well. And I think Mariota is going to handle the offense just swimmingly. And we're going to win this game. If I had to put a number on it, it's a 65-35, 70-30. I feel good with this game. So,
by the way, you pointed out some of the storylines, you know, including Mariota playing one of his former teams. If he were to start Sunday, and let's just say he were to start next Sunday, it would be back-to-back revenge game opportunities against the Falcons. And that thing did not end well in Atlanta with Arthur Smith, remember, during that season in which he was part of that quarterback Netflix series. Did not end well. Mahomes, Cousins, and Mariota were a part of that original one. And Mariota, all of a sudden, in those last three episodes, was gone because there was a real strange situation where he kind of left the team with an injury when they went to Desmond Ridder. Let's go to Peter in Wilmington. Peter, if Mariota starts Sunday, what's your confidence level of a win?
100%. And, you know, every good team, this is a good chance to see if we have a real backup quarterback, because every good team needs a good backup. I don't care if it's Mahomes, you know, Jaden, but I'm also wondering if Jaden's wrist is not bothering him, because that was like the first injury. You know what I mean? Has anybody heard about his wrist?
No, nothing about his wrist.
Okay.
You're talking about, you said wrist, not ribs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
That's a, go ahead.
No, it was a bit of a surprise that he was on the injury report last week, but he didn't miss any practice time, but he was on there with a wrist. But it was clearly not an issue because he took every rep during practice and played. Although, keep in mind, there wasn't much practice, actually, now that I think about it, leading into the Green Bay game on Thursday night. Yeah.
Let me make one more point.
Sure.
And had the offensive line done a better job with the rookie, you know what I mean? Going up against Micah Parsons on your first game, I mean, second game, is really tough. So that's the main reason where we're at, because he had no time whatsoever. But I'm 100%. But I 100% on Mariota's playing and doing well. But I know that Jaden's not playing this weekend. I'm 100% sure of that. There's no way.
Okay. I'm leaning in your direction. I'm not 100% on it, but the idea that Kingsbury just said Jaden's taking mental reps means that more likely than not he's not practicing today. I haven't seen that officially put out there, but the point being is that if he's not going to if he's not practicing today, then we're in that situation where if he doesn't practice tomorrow, Quinn already said he's out. He needs to be on the practice field for one of these practices leading into Sunday. So we won't have that question mark around it heading towards Sunday like we did last year with the rib injury and the Bears game. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, go ahead.
Big guy, L to the W. How you doing?
What's up?
All right, so let me get this right. So last year with the rib injury, and I know these different injuries, it was okay for him to miss practice and take mental reps and virtual reality reps. But this year, the second year, is not good enough.
That's what it sounds like.
I think the injuries are different, Paulie. I said it's two different injuries.
That would be the reason, right?
Hey, I don't know. I still think he's going to play, man. long as there's no structural damage, no tears, whatever, and he can protect himself, I think he'll play.
But okay, so if he doesn't, though.
Yeah, I said we're talking Mariota. I told Max 50-50, but I'll go 55-45. And I remember, listen, man, the good feeling of last year after Thursday is gone for me. So I'm a little cautious. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Reality struck. Reality yeah. has
You know what? Me. You know what's so interesting is you definitely can put on the it's all about convenience for you, because if anybody even suggested at any point during the offseason, yeah, last year's schedule, the close games, you're screaming, what are you all afraid of? Man up.
No, they're going to be afraid of us.
Okay. And here you are two weeks into it. I don't feel the same way.
No.
Toughen up, man. It was one game.
What I mean by that is, this is not a – I don't have that, okay, we're going to carry over the good vibrations pause to this year. Like, we start from step one again, and that's how we got to look at it. I still got the confidence. I still got us 12-5 and all that.
I'm not
looking past any team like, oh, we should beat the Raiders. We're better than the Raiders. No, we got to start from step one. You know, but in saying that with Mariota, I do remember last year, he almost had the same type of circumstances where he didn't practice a lot in the preseason, and it kind of showed in the first two series against Carolina.
Yeah, it did.
He looked a little behind, and he looked a little, you know, unsure of himself. So,
right.
I think he'll put on a good performance, but I wonder how long it's going to take for him to catch up with the speed of everything, and because we need to get out to a quick start against the Raiders. We don't need to be giving them confidence on the road.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing I'm concerned about is how long is it going to take Mariota to catch up to the speed of the game than he hadn't practiced this much this offseason. And I remember last year he started a little shaky against Carolina for the first couple of series. So I say 55-45, man. Hail to the W.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paulie. Let's go to Samaj. Samaj, if Mariota ends up being the starter on Sunday, your confidence level in a win?
I'm fully confident, Kev. Thanks for taking my call, Max. How you guys doing today? I'm fully confident, Kev. We are so fortunate to have, in my mind, a second quarterback, a QB2, that's really a QB1. That's how I look at Mariota. Not to mention that he's an older version, but he's damn near a clone of Jaden. A little bit slower.
Stylistically, they don't have to change much, exactly.
Right. Same type of athlete, same type of skill level. So I'm 100% confident. I have no worries. I do want to toggle on to you and Paulie's comments just there. I anticipate a slow start. He might have a slow, sluggish first quarter, and I think he'll pick it up like he did against Carolina last year, but I'm fully confident. And with that, man, I just want to say, as I always say, Kev, hail to the W. Copy on Paulie. I love that. And put the commander back on my helmet, back at the 50. I need my logo back. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, appreciate that. Warren Sharp's net rest advantage, data that he puts out every year after the schedule comes out. The Raiders have the worst rest edge for the entire 2025 season. They have 19 fewer days of rest than their opponents. Washington is third worst in the league, but this is the one Washington major advantage. Thursday night football mini bye with the Raiders coming off Monday night, which Warren Sharp said is very much, a rarity to have a team playing on Monday night facing a team off either a mini bye or a bye, a full bye. And the fact that it's also a west-to-east game is advantage, major advantage historically to the East Coast team. But this particular East Coast team may have to start their backup quarterback. That would be the big difference. All right, when we come back, the information through first 2 weeks on the kickoff rule changes really something else in terms of how it's changed that particular play. I'll share that information with you. Also, again, Joe Witt Jr. and Kingsbury both talking today. We've got some of what they have said for you when we return as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980 YouTube channel. Just hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gives you confidence in him in his ability to play or is the one that you have to start this week? What gives you confidence in him in his ability to execute your offense?
Yeah, last year, just being around him for a year, when we signed him back, we felt like we have two starters in the building, which is rare in this league. So anytime he's asked to play or practice or even on scout team, he's been phenomenal. So he treats like a pro as a leader on the team, despite, you know, not being the starter, which is hard to do, and can't say enough good things about him. So if he has to go, I'm sure he'll be ready.
Cliff Kingsbury just moments ago. We'll play more of Cliff talking about Marcus Mariota. You'll hear what he said about Jaden Daniels as well. Coming up here shortly. Joe Witt Jr., Cliff Kingsbury talking. It certainly appears as if Jaden will not be practicing for the second straight day. And I just want to emphasize, because Dan Quinn was asked by Nikki Jamvali yesterday, does he need to practice this week to play on Sunday? And he said, yes, we need to see him take those reps and get that work where, you know, they can really test the knee in a legitimate practice environment. So there are only two more practices left this week prior to the Raiders game on Sunday, today and tomorrow. If he's not practicing today, that means it'll have to be tomorrow, or it will be Marcus Mariota. Kevin, he had a higher completion percentage last year than Jaden did. I'm totally comfortable with Marcus Mariota. They win easily regardless of who starts. That from Austin in Potomac. Did he have a higher completion percentage than Jaden did last year? Yeah, he was 70. He had a he had 44 pass attempts, 34 completions, 77.3 completion percentage to Jaden 69. I mean, it's, you know, it's apples and oranges because of the attempts. Who knows what Marcus would have looked like all year long? Plus, he got, you know, the Carolina defense, and he got the Dallas team that was playing for nothing in the second half of the season finale. I don't feel uncomfortable with Marcus Mariota starting the game Sunday. There's a lot worse. You know, ironically, about the discussion and the confidence level in Marcus Mariota, you know, flashback a year ago, or certainly in the offseason of 2024, I would say the majority of you mocked the signing of Marcus Mariota, thought it was stupid, thought that there were many other options for a backup quarterback to Jaden Daniels. I think one of the reasons they loved Marcus Mariota is there were a lot of similarities in the experience that both quarterbacks had. Heisman Trophy winners, number two overall, and what comes with that. Marcus Mariota, by the way, in every locker room is always considered to be a gem, and that you could play stylistically the same way with Mariota as the backup quarterback. I mean, you know, the options out there. I mean, you're not going to go sign Joe Flacco to back up Marcus Mariota, to back up Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I don't think they ever considered that Mariota was going to be in the running for a starting position, even though they had this, you know, somewhat competition. But it was pretty obvious to them, I think, in the spring of last year that Jaden was going to be good to go. I feel good about it. I don't feel badly about it. I just, they're two different guys. You know, Jaden, this would be, to me, a get-right game. It would feel that way because of all the circumstances we've talked about. Raiders short rest, Washington long rest, Raiders east to west, 1 o'clock game. Oh, by the way, the Raiders banged up offensive line. Geno threw three picks on Monday night. It would have felt like a get-right game. With Marcus Mariota, I feel differently. I feel like it's maybe not a coin flip game, but barely, you know, a 52-48 Washington advantage. They'd have to do a lot of things well defensively. They'd have to certainly not lose the turnover battle, which they haven't. They haven't turned the ball over yet, and they haven't gotten a takeaway yet in two games this year. But we'll get back to some of the things that Cliff Kingsbury said in a moment. I did want to share with you through 2 weeks as we enter week three tonight with Buffalo and Miami, just how incredibly impactful the 5 yards on a touchback on the kickoff has been to the return percentage rates this year. So we talked a little bit about this last week, but in week one, 75.6% of the kickoffs across the league were returned. That was a dramatic increase from week one of the 2024 season, where 33.1% of the kickoffs were returned. Now we go to week two, and week two, we had 80.7% of the kickoffs returned. So the overall picture through 2 weeks, 76.9% of the kickoffs have been returned. That's up 30% so far from where we were in 2024 a year ago. And the teams are combining in kickoff return yardage for 201.5 yards per kickoff, yards in aggregate per game. Last year it was 83.1 per game in the first 2 weeks. So we're seeing, you know, this play be a significant play, be an active play. Big plays on returns, and they call those of 40 yards or more. There have been 9 in the first 2 weeks of the season, including, by the way, Antonio Gibson's 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown last week against the Dolphins. Gibson plays for the Patriots. Only 4 in the first 2 weeks of the 2024 season were returned for 40 yards or more. In 2023, only 2 40-yard kickoff returns or greater in the first 2 weeks of the season. And so far, we've got 9 such returns. So I thought that 5 yards was going to make a big difference. And here's what sort of also is driving this is with the rule around the kicking ball now being able to be massaged for months, weeks leading into these games, the kickers have essentially said this is a juiced ball for them. You give somebody the ball at the 35-yard line, and you are, in some cases, depending on how many yards you clear that first down by, you may be a first down and a half away from field goal range. You know, if you've got a Brandon Aubrey, or if you've got the guy in Jacksonville who kicked the 70-yarder in preseason, Cam Little kicked the 70-yarder. And there are a lot of guys now where, you know, 60-plus is not that difficult. So that is really changing the, you know, approach to kickoffs, but also the opportunity for starting field position, which is going to lead to more scoring. And we saw that in week two. It was the highest scoring week in years. Despite the defenses looking really strong early in the season, we had a very high scoring week last week. And some of that's going to be chalked up to starting field position for sure. Anyway, all right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to hear everything Cliff Kingsbury said today, and we'll tell you what Joe Witt said today. I also have a smell test pick for tonight's Thursday night game. We'll get to that as well. And Don't be surprised if, I want your bold prediction at 301-230-0980. Don't be surprised if, give me a football bold prediction. It can be our team. It can be any team in the league. I've got one which will result in a big upset this weekend, or at least a perceived upset in the NFL. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right. Happy Thursday, everybody. Here's what's happening. It's finally official. The Washington Commanders are returning home to Washington, D.C. The D.C. City Council voted 11-2 to approve the RFK Stadium Revival Project. Now work can get underway for the target date of 2030. The Nats, they fall 9-4 yesterday. Brad Lord pitched 5 1/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, and earning 4 strikeouts. Another day, another game blown by the Nats bullpen after allowing 12 hits through the final 4 frames. The Nats, they have an off day today. They will kick off a weekend series versus the Mets tomorrow. That'll be at 7:10 pregame with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler at 6:40 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be surprised if, ... Give me your bold NFL or Washington prediction for the week, 301-230-0980. I've got one for you. Max has one for you. Before we get to that, though, Joe Witt Jr. spoke today, and so did Cliff Kingsbury. We've got some of the Kingsbury sound cut up. Joe Witt Jr. talked about, you know, eye discipline is a big part of the problem last week, but he did say that Kinlaw had a hell of a game, which he did. This is Kingsbury on his confidence in Mariota.
You know, if Marcus is able to play or is the one that you have to start this week, what gives you confidence in him and his ability to execute your offense?
Yeah, last year, just being around him for a year, when we signed him back, we felt like we have two starters in the building, which is rare in this league. So anytime he was asked to play or practice or even on scout team, he's been phenomenal. So treats like a pro, as a leader on the team, despite, you know, not being the starter, which is hard to do, and can't say enough good things about him. So if he has to go, I'm sure he'll be ready.
That was Kingsbury on Mariota. He talked about the close-knit quarterback room. Here's what he said.
Quarterbacks here for 2 years have talked about how close they are. Is that always the case in your experience? And like, how much does that help, especially during a week like this?
I think it's huge. And you got to give Tavita Pritchard, our quarterback's coach, a lot of credit for building that type of camaraderie in that room. And David Blau as well, the assistant quarterback's coach. Just truly good guys that like each other. Like, across the board, I would let anybody in that room marry my hypothetical daughter, except Hartman, because he's way too good looking. But just phenomenal people above all else, hard workers, professionals, and they're truly like a joy to be around every day.
There you go. He also said that Jaden's taking mental reps, Marcus is taking the physical reps. How about the loss of Eckler, his absence? Here's what Cliff Kingsbury just said moments ago.
What's the hardest thing to replace with Austin?
Just the run after catch stuff and the ability to make people miss in space. We were able to set up some plays and do different things to get him touches that the first guy never tackled him. And that is kind of the hidden yards. You can take some stuff off the quarterback with a guy who can get you those type of yards. So that will be missed.
And then he talked about Bill Kroski Merritt. And here's what he said, talking about sort of the overall position and his readiness for it.
And then with Kroski Merritt, if he's getting obviously going to get more touches or time or whatever, what's the challenge for him? What are some things that you're going to need to see out of him if he's in that role?
Yeah, just continue to progress. I would say playing without the ball. I think every time he's touched it, you know, good things happen. It's just as a young player, there's a lot of things you haven't seen, whether it's pass pro, you know, leading for somebody else, you know, running the proper route technique, things of that nature. So he's just got to keep coming. But I've been really impressed by his work ethic and staying on top of it, and he's definitely improved each week.
I'm really interested to see the running back situation Sunday. I would expect, I guess, Kroski Merritt to be in there on first down to start the game. I think Chris Rodriguez will be up and will get opportunities. And then I think there's a really good chance that Jeremy McNichols takes that third down role. We're going to find out a lot about that. We're also going to find out, I think, a lot about the tight end position. Here's what he said about losing Bates.
And then if you're without John Bates for this week, an extended period, whatever, how do you fill the void there with his blocking ability?
Yeah, it's not easy. There's no doubt. That showed up the other night. He's a big part of what we do in the run game and has really helped us be successful there. And so we'll just have to be creative with the other bodies we have and mix things up. But to have a guy at the point of attack that we feel is pretty dominant like him and not be able to game plan with him makes it tough.
That's interesting. Like that is pretty much an admission as to why they didn't, you know, try to run the football more. Bates was out. They wanted Bates. They feel like they can't run the football with Bates. What does that mean about Sinnott? What does that mean about Yankoff? Yankoff's more of a receiver. He's not a tight end blocker. Would they use an extra lineman in the game trying to run the football? Who knows what's in play with that? Sinnott's snap count's going to be very interesting because they don't have another guy right now on the team that could fill Bates's role. In terms of size and, you know, ability, if he's not in that role, it speaks very much to the lack of, you know, Sinnott being ready at this point to take on a big role. And then he also talked about Connor Lee Jr. And his, you know, the challenges he's had so far.
Josh Connerly has kind of been thrown into the fire against these two defensive fronts. How is he coming along, you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been thrown into the fire. There's no doubt. When you talk about the Giants front, you know, Micah is as dominant as any player I've seen since I've been in the league. And then you get Mad Max this week. It's got his hands full. But he's progressing as a rookie should, you know, learning along the way, on-the-job training. And I've been really proud of just the way he's battled. You know, we got a ways to go as an entire offense, but I like how he's competed, and he's just got to keep getting better.
I guess nothing out of Kingsbury today on a potential change along the offensive line, right, Max?
None that I have seen. Kime's been putting out all of the quotes that he wrote down, but I have yet to see anything on Josh Connerly potentially being replaced by Andrew Wiley.
Yeah, and it looks like not a lot really going back to last week either. You know, when the game is a week in the rear view, and you got a game a few days away, the focus is more on the game. And by the way, with all the injuries they had, rather than finding out for the first time with Cliff, you know, what happened last Thursday night at Green Bay. All right, I've got a smell test pick coming up, but let's get to Don't Be Surprised If. All right. Don't be surprised if bold predictions for the week. If you want to jump on, we've got an open line or two, 301-230-0980. So I'm going to give you an upset in the NFL this week, and this would be categorized as an upset. You know, most of these games, pretty much anything can happen. But I got the New Orleans Saints going to Seattle and beating the Seahawks, who, by the way, a lot of people like. We had Frank Schwab from Yahoo on yesterday. He said that Seattle is an interesting team to kind of keep an eye on. Spencer Rattler, Robert Saleh said he's going to be a really good quarterback. Rattler was super talented, you know, at Oklahoma first, then at South Carolina. There were a lot of issues with his overall personality and coachability. We saw him last year, remember, in the second half of that game against the Saints. The Saints have weapons. They've got Olave. They got Kamara. They got Juwan Johnson. They've got Shaheed back. That game is at 7, and the world is on Seattle. New Orleans will definitely be a smell test pick. I like them to win the game outright as a touchdown underdog Sunday in Seattle. By the way, their first road game of the year. So don't be surprised if the Saints go to Seattle and win that game outright. That would ruin probably a lot of survivor pool bets. Max, don't be surprised if what?
So I have a don't be surprised if for the Washington and Las Vegas game. One little bet that I'm going to play because I just like anytime quarterback touchdowns. I think Marcus Mariota might run one in this weekend. Don't be surprised if you see Marcus Mariota walk into the end zone. Another one, don't be surprised if this this Patriots team kind of finds their legs against the Steelers this week. Pittsburgh's being favored by 1.5, but I don't know. Something in my gut just kind of tells me that Drake May might start putting it together this week. But we'll see. I like the Patriots this week.
There's so many interesting games this week, and most of them are in the 1 o'clock window, which is, you know, when our team will be playing. Steelers Patriots is one of them. Obviously, Rams Eagles is one of those games as well. In the AFC South, you've got Texans Jags. That's an interesting early season divisional matchup there. But I mentioned yesterday, there's something, and Big Tony didn't agree with me, and he is the biggest Steelers fan.
He's Mr. Steeler.
There is. I think that Rodgers looked, against Seattle anyway, a little bit uncomfortable, and I think the play calling and the match, there was too much drop back in the game. I think right now for him to be successful, they've got to be balanced, they got to run the football, and it's got to be a lot of play action, a lot of boot. He can still sling it with the best of them, no doubt, but there was a lot of shotgun, just flat-out drop-back stuff. I don't think that's the way for them. We'll see. We will see. All right, you know what? We are not going to be able to do calls on this because I got to it too late. My fault. We'll do that next week, though. I do have an early smell test selection for tonight. It is an obvious one. The Bills are 12-point favorites. This number keeps fluctuating. It's been down as low as 11. It's been as high as 13.5. There's a whole hell of a lot of super sharp money on Miami tonight in Buffalo, and the public loves the Bills in this game. The perception of Miami is that they are really not very good. Mike McDaniel, especially if they get beat and get beat badly tonight, it's possible on a mini bye kind of week he could get fired. I think a lot of people believe that. There seems to be a lot of, you know, infighting down there. Tua last week actually had a pretty effective game. He was 26 of 32 for 315. Now, a lot of that was to, you know, Achane. He had 8 catches for 92 yards. Those, a lot of those are checkdowns. But Miami was in that game against the Patriots, but they rolled up more offense than they certainly did in the opener against Indy. Look, these games, always difficult. Buffalo had an easy game. Miami had a tough game. Miami's got to go on the road. But the number, you know, for the number to be that big and for the public to love the favorite laying 12, and there's just a lot of sharp money on Miami. I think the Dolphins cover the 12. That is the smell test pick for tonight. Miami plus 12. There's a college game tonight. Was close to firing tonight on Charlotte against Rice at home, but did not. So Miami plus the 12, smell test rolling so far through 3 weeks of the season. A bunch of games this weekend. I'll have the full-fledged smell test picks tomorrow. There are some good college games, not the best college weekend of the year, but man, why aren't we getting Philly Rams late in the day? That seems to be a scheduling miss. To go look, the NFL schedule makers, Mike North pointed this out when he was on with us in the spring. the Cowboys are still a major draw. The Chiefs apparently are the biggest, and to have them as the marquee game of the week, Brady's calling that game, in Chicago, Dallas on the road against Caleb Williams. I don't know. Rams-Eagles, that should have been a gimme in the divisional matchup rematch, divisional round rematch. That should be a hell of a game. That's a game in which the Rams have a lot to, you know, prove. They have won 9 games straight out of their last 11 if you take out the 2 Eagles games, the playoff game and the regular season game last year. All right, big Friday football show tomorrow. Chris Russell's up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what people outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.